When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. We have a phenomenal week of content planned for all of you listeners, as we will be live all week long from the Arizona Tennis Classic, the ATP Challenger 175K event, now in its fourth iteration of the tournament. Of course, it's our second consecutive year getting to serve as on-site media for the event. And in that capacity, of course, we have the tremendous opportunity to speak with so many different players in the main draw. A reminder to all of you listeners, Christian Garin has to play qualifying at this year's Arizona Tennis Classic. Why is that relevant? Well, it's because he's currently ranked number 87 in the world. That's right. Even with all the withdrawals, that's still the ranking cutoff just to get into this challenger event. So it is a loaded draw, of course, from top to bottom. And look, I will do my best alongside our CR intern, Owen Alderman, to try and grab every player in the main draw. We will try to offer as much coverage of this event as we can, make the most of our opportunity to be surrounded by so many different top 100 players. Again, each of those conversations we do manage to secure, you'll be able to hear them here on the Cracked Interviews podcast feed. And look, the topics are going to be pretty consistent. I'm going to ask what brings each player to Phoenix, going to ask each player for their aspirations in 2024. And then, of course, we'll tailor the rest of the interviews to whomever we are speaking to. The point more broadly is it's going to be a fantastic week of content, and I guarantee you won't want to miss out on any of it. So without further ado, let's get to it. Here is another interview from the Arizona Tennis Classic. Welcome back in, everyone, to our interview booth here at the 2024 Arizona Tennis Classic. Joining us now in our booth is a man who is through to round number two of this Phoenix Challenger. Of course, he's currently the world number 84. Welcome onto our show, Daniel Gallan. Daniel, first of all, congratulations to you on the victory. I know it was straight sets, but it was a tricky 4-4 out there. Talk to me through the match. What worked so well for you today?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. I'm super happy I was able to get through. It was definitely not an easy match. He was like, I mean, he's really good, like a great serve, and fortunately I was able to take the chances that I had, like the few that I had, I took them, and that was very important for me.
Yeah, it worked well for you today. Now, obviously, you're facing a lefty. I know, watched a lot of your footage over the years. Just, you know, you're a guy who likes to hit that forehand to run around and protect that backhand wing. It's a little bit tougher to do, obviously, facing a southpaw. I thought you hit the backhand well today. I'm curious how you would assess that as well. Like, I just felt like you were able to impose your will today.
Yeah, definitely. It's not easy to play a lefty.
Yeah.
I mean, here or in any surface is different. The spin is totally different. Mm-hmm. And I think for most players are very uncomfortable to mm-hmm. play them. But yeah, like you said, I was able to hit the backhand pretty good today. Most of the time I was not really defensive. I was in control more or less, but I was able to return also well. That is very important against a player like him. So mm-hmm.
Again, a win's a win, right? Now you're through to round number two. Before this month, you were down in South America playing a bunch of clay court events. I'm curious how difficult that transition is to go from playing there. I think you were in Santiago the last week, right? At elevation, you're on red clay. Now you're here in Phoenix playing on hard courts. How difficult is that transition to make?
Definitely, it's not easy, mm-hmm. and for us from South America, it's more difficult to change than the other one. The other way, we get to feel more comfortable because we grow up on clay, so
sure. It's
definitely not easy. But you have to get used to as quick as possible. And it took me a week because in Indian Wells I lost like really really fast. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, I'm really happy. I'm feeling a little bit better mm-hmm. this week, so it's very important.
This is a little bit of a tangent, but I'm curious. It came out, and whenever Andy Murray tweets anything, it's going to get attention. But I think this sentiment has been there for a while. That South American clay court swing. I mean, you look at the crowds in Rio and how they were supporting someone like Fonseca, their home countryman. You look at the crowds in Santiago, what they do for Alejandro Tabilo or Nicolas Jarry, who was able to win that event. Is it time for South America to have a 1,000-level event? And I'm curious the support you see. I know there's no ATP event in Colombia, but to be relatively in proximity to your home country, do you feel that energy, that enthusiasm?
Yeah, I feel like there is a lot of history in South America for in tennis. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously Colombia is not the biggest,
sure.
I understand, but I feel in South America we're doing great, and I feel like for the support and the amount of tournaments we have, we are like plenty of guys in the top 100, no? And also close to the top 100. And I think, I mean, I don't know if a Master 1000, I mean, it will be great.
Yeah,
it will be
sure.
awesome. But I feel like we do deserve more tournaments, in my opinion. Obviously, I know the calendar is like super tight all the time, but like it's also not great to take one of those tournaments, the mm-hmm. four that we had during the entire year, to be gone. And I mean, it's a shame, but definitely a place that deserves a little bit more, no? I feel, and yeah, I mean, not only us think of that. So it's, I mean.
No, I completely agree with you. Like, it feels like March and February should be flipped in order. Like, let's do Indian Wells, Miami, the hard courts first. Then we'll go to South America for a little clay court swing. We can head to Europe. Again, very easier said in theory, I suppose, to try and make those changes. But, you know, for you personally, right now, and I'm mid to late 20s now, you're getting a little older, more experienced in terms of tour level matches. What are your goals for 2024? What are you hoping to accomplish this season on tour?
Well, definitely, I don't focus much on the numbers
because
in the past I did, and it was not a good idea.
Fair enough.
You get more pressure mm-hmm. if you are thinking, oh no, I have to do this or this or get these points or this. I feel like you have to focus in improve mm-hmm. all the time, in doing great, and obviously winning matches, but it's very important if you improve, because that way you are gonna get more matches. So I think more than the numbers, I'm looking more for those things.
I love to hear that. Do you consider, this is a very, you can slap me afterwards if you don't like the question, I promise. Do you consider yourself a clay court specialist? Like, I'm just curious if you feel a little fish out of water here on these hard courts, and knowing clay is on the horizon, how excited you are for these next 2 months.
That's an excellent question that I don't know the answer. I feel like everyone keeps telling me that I should play more often on hard because I'm not like classic clay court
guy.
I don't play
high and heavy. Yeah, exactly.
Heavy. I play like mm-hmm. hardcore
100%.
Tennis. 100%. And I play the same on clay.
Yeah.
I don't change my tennis. And on grass, for example,
uh-huh.
I also can do good.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's more like mental things that we, like barriers that we put ourselves, like, oh no, I feel more comfortable on clay,
sure.
even though that I can do great on hard too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I think it's more like mental than really the struggle here, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. Yeah, I agree with you, Fro. So I'm like, your game will work anywhere. So anyone who has accused you of being a clay court specialist, send them my way and I'll set them straight. I promise. My last question for you, we are at the beautiful Phoenix Country Club. This is a unique event in the sense that there just aren't that many 175Ks on the calendar. I'm curious your thoughts here on Phoenix, this country club, this event, how you've enjoyed your Arizona Tennis Classic experience so far.
I mean, I've been here 2 days, and so far, great. I mean, you can see how beautiful the club is, and we feel like really comfortable here,
mm-hmm.
and the hotel is close. Like, they are doing a great job to make us feel comfortable, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's, I think for the players, that's very good, like very important, you know, like you have a week mm-hmm. between two Masters 1000, and I mean, it's good that you play in conditions at least similar. The ball is the one
mm-hmm.
we're playing next week, so I think they're doing a great job, and like you said, it's a huge tournament, and
mm-hmm.
also big names here, like big players, like mm-hmm. everyone here, I don't know what was they called, like 100 at least. Yeah, or something like
87
this.
Was the cutoff.
87, imagine. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, you got to love that. What Wimbledon quarterfinalist, French Open quarterfinalist, Christian Garin qualifying. He had to qualify to get into the major. Yeah, it speaks to the depth. And, you know, again, certainly have enjoyed being here as well. Certainly have enjoyed the opportunity to finally get the chance to speak with you. Sincerely, I've been a fan from afar for quite some time. So appreciate you taking the time to chat. And good luck this week, my friend.
No, thank you very much, guys. And see you. I hope to see you next month. After the